Happy Friday to you, Mark. Elaborate on today's report, if you will, for us, please, for December.
Good to be with you, Sean and Ann. I think the job market continues to display resilience, but that's within the context of something that we're familiar with this time of year in the DMV, and that is cooling. However, this latest report, like the broader environment, a little warmer than has been seen of late. And so we added 216,000 jobs on the month. That's a little better than expected. We had downward revisions for the previous 2 months. So that sort of, you know, takes some of the shine off that otherwise a positive picture, and the unemployment rate remains at 3.7%, so still pretty darn low.
Any other caveats you might be finding about where things stand right now?
Well, I think it's about the outlook at this point, Sean. And so we just published a series of stories at bankrate.com about our quarterly economist survey. And among the findings there is that the economists collectively expect that the pace of hiring in 2024 will be about the one third of the level of what we saw last year. And so that's a rather significant slowdown. At the same time, they see unemployment rising into the low 4% range. And they put the risk of a recession with 100% being, you know, a certainty and zero being not going to happen, really in the middle at 45%. And so those risks are still elevated, but you can say that we've avoided that so far this year. And the thing that, as we all know, most Americans want to be cured of is inflation. And we're still talking about prices that are nearly 20% above pre-pandemic levels. So the job market picture is one that remains positive, but people are still irritated and feel like they're being robbed by inflation.
Mark, the job market plays into how the Fed thinks about interest rates. How might the numbers today actually impact that?
They have a meeting at the end of the month, and next week we'll be talking about the latest readings of inflation, so we'll see what those look like. They're expected to come in, roughly speaking, at a year-over-year increase of about 3%. The Fed's target is 2%, so they're not there yet. And the minutes released from the meeting that we had last month indicate that Federal Reserve officials are not yet, I would say, dedicated to the proposition that rates should be coming down very soon. And I think right now the best bet for that is to look for a rate cut perhaps in the middle part of the year.